Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, movie and TV actors have given their union leaders the okay to call a strike if there's no new contract with Hollywood studios and streamers by the time the old contract runs out on June 30th. LA County supervisors today voted to set up a commission to make sure county policies don't exclude the needs of LGBTQ+ Angelenos. And we have a big story for you. If you like to ride LA Metro buses and trains, you're getting a break in cost. It's Tuesday, June 6th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. You already know that the Hollywood scriptwriters who make up the Writers Guild of America are on strike. Pretty soon, the producers of movie, TV, and streaming entertainment could be facing another strike from by a big Hollywood union. SAG-AFTRA says 98% of the movie and TV actors it represents have voted to authorize union leaders to call a strike when their contract runs out on June 30th. Contract talks begin tomorrow between SAG-AFTRA and the AMPTP. That's the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers. The strike by the Writers Guild has already hampered movie, TV, and streaming production. A walkout by actors would stop all of it cold. Here's more news on the Hollywood labor front. The LA County Board of Supervisors today voted in favor of a resolution supporting striking script writers in their battle with the studios and streamers. Here's Supervisor Lindsay Horvath.
We urge AMPTP to come back to the negotiating table in good faith and find a just resolution to the strike by paying workers, providing consistent assignments, and providing a working environment that allows them to thrive.
The resolution, backed by all five supervisors, says the Hollywood studios have made almost $30 billion in profits from 2017 to 2021. LA County supervisors also voted today to set up a commission that will make sure county policies do not exclude the needs of LGBTQ+ Angelenos. Supervisor Hilda Solis says LA County needs to stand up to anti-LGBTQ+ policies introduced across the country. Details from LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez.
The 15-member commission will advise the county and departments on things like policies, training, and budgets, and provide reports on LGBTQ+ issues and discrimination. The expectation is that transgender, non-binary, and other marginalized identities will be included in the group, which will mostly be appointed by countywide elected officials. The motion from Supervisors Hilda Solis and Janice Hahn comes during Pride Month and anti-gay protests, like last Friday's demonstration against a Pride assembly at an elementary school in North Hollywood. Meanwhile, in Orange County, the Board of Supervisors also voted Tuesday 3-2 to pass a flag restriction on county buildings. Supervisor Donald Wagner says the motion was in direct response to a request to fly a specific flag this month, stopping short of naming the Pride flag directly. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
The LA City Council today called on city departments to start sketching out how an Office of Unarmed Response would work. Now, we know the basics. That office would dispatch teams trained to calm down tense incidents rather than have armed LAPD officers do it. The idea is to avoid fatal police shootings. The city of Los Angeles already has several programs that work on suicide prevention, gang prevention, domestic abuse. They'd all be placed under the Office of Unarmed Response. So the trick is how to make them all work together and work with the LAPD. So that's what the city council wants to know by the end of summer. Speaking of summer, you know it's going to be hot, and that's why the LA City Council's Eunices Hernandez wants to require landlords to put air conditioning into their apartments or condos. She's asked her council colleagues to back the idea, but first, she wants a city staff report back on how it might work.
One is to do an analysis on what the potential costs would be, to figure out how we can subsidize or how we can support the cost onto tenants, onto building owners. We just want to make sure we can implement this without it being a heavy cost on folks.
Hernandez says the city of LA wouldn't necessarily require landlords to install central air conditioning. Maybe an air conditioner in a window would work, or some other way to cool down a home on a hot summer day. Along the same line, State Senator Carolyn Menjivar represents some places that get really hot during the summer and fall, San Fernando Valley. She's introduced a measure to ask schools to find ways to get kids more shade on school playgrounds, more trees, less burning hot asphalt.
On a 93-degree day in the San Fernando Valley, the school asphalt got to 145 degrees. I have parents, moms who talk to me that they go from one place of no shade, they'll pick up their kids, go to the bus stop, and wait for a bus that has no bus shelter.
Bus shelters with no shade, that's a whole nother thing. Senator Menjivar's SB 499, the bill to find a way to get shade onto school playgrounds, has cleared the state Senate and now heads to the California Assembly. After a break, LA Metro is cutting the cost of fares for frequent bus and train riders.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. LA Metro says it's moving to what's called fare capping. LA's reporter Mike Rowe says that's good news if you ride Metro buses and trains a lot.
If you ride Metro, especially if you use a pass, you'll want to take note. The Public Transit Agency is doing away with passes in favor of a new fare capping program. I'm Mike Rowe. Starting July 1st, you won't have to pay more than $5 a day or $18 a week. As long as you use the same tap card to pay for your trips, the system will track how much you've spent that day. Once you hit those limits, the rest of your rides are free. According to Metro, its new system is meant to be simpler. Some prices are also coming down. A day of rides will cost $2 less. A week of rides, $7 less. Metro's original proposal would have seen higher prices, including raising base rates. But they made changes following a public hearing. Those changes have also lowered Metro's projected revenues by nearly $30 million. For LAist, I'm Mike Rowe.
Not sure if this is reassuring, but here we go. Researchers at the Cal State Long Beach Shark Lab say we've all been swimming pretty close to sharks along the Southern California coast, and it's been fine. They used drones to watch 26 beaches for more than 2 years with a special eye on southern Santa Barbara County and central San Diego County, the two places where juvenile white sharks tend to gather. Here's what they found. No shark bites, even though sharks swam close to people nearly every day, and they defined close as 50 yards. Yeah, that's pretty close. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or just listen to the radio on 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please become an LAist member today at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.